Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And it's such a beautiful day today. Yes, Apostle Porter is here today. My name is Sister Diane, and I will be doing the prayer today. So as we begin to draw our minds in and to help me also to pray one for another. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you this day, Lord Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord Father. Father God, we come before you holding up Patrice Felix today, Lord Father. Father God, touch her heart and touch her mind, Lord Father God. Work it out for her right now, Lord Father. You know what she needs in this time, Lord Father. Father God, we pray for Siobhan Thomas right now, Lord Father God, that has lupus and a whole lot of other stuff, Lord Father God. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord Father. You say, by your stripes we are already healed, Lord Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the healing of her body right now, Lord Father. Father God, if she don't know you right now, Lord Father God, we praying, Lord Father God, that you place someone, Lord Father God, in her path, Lord Father God, that you know, Lord Father God, that you are the healer, Lord. We praying for Pastor Webster right now, Lord Father. Encourage right now, Lord Father. Father God, we come before you holding up all your men and women of God right now, Lord Father God, in the fivefold ministry right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father. Touch their congregation, Lord Father. Father God, help your men and women of God as they stand before your congregation, Lord Father God. Father God, that they preach your word, Lord Father God. Father God, they send that message, Lord Father God, as you give it to them, Lord Father. Father God, those that want to fall away or feel like falling away, Lord Father God, from you, Lord Father. Father God, strengthen them, Lord Father. Give them that peace, Lord Father God, that they turn back, Lord Father God, and remember, Lord Father God, the word, Lord Father God. Father God, we're praying for Natalie right now, Lord Father God. Touch her right now, Lord Father. Work out her situation right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we're praying for Larry Ambrose right now, Lord Father God, that has liver cancer, Lord, and Christy Jabel, mother, Lord Father God, that was tested also for cancer, Lord Father. Father God, those, Lord Father God, that have all these kind of different diseases, Lord Father. Father God, you was a healer back then, Lord Father God, and we know, Lord Father God, that you're still a healer, Lord Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father. Father God, let them remember you, Lord Father God. We're speaking right now to that cancer right now to dry up right now in the name of Jesus and go out into outer darkness where it will never return, Lord Father. Father God, let them know, Lord Father God, that you are God Almighty and there is none other, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying for Dana today, Lord Father God. Father God, you know her needs, Lord Father God. Give her a peace of mind, Lord Father God. Touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we thanking you right now for working it out for her right now in the name of Jesus. We praying right now, Lord Father, for LaDonna Bronson, where her father passed. Also for Chantal McGrath, where her grandmother passed. We ask, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that lost loved ones, Lord Father God. Father God, touch their families, Lord Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father. Father God, let them know, Lord Father God, that you are that comforter, Lord Father. Father God, touch their hearts right now, Lord Father. Give them the peace, Lord Father God. And Father God, as they attend the funerals, Lord Father God, we ask, Lord Father God, that those, Lord Father God, that don't know you, Lord Father God, come to know you and give their life, Lord Father God, to you, Lord Father God. Father God, that they may not enter, Lord Father God, into a Christless grave, Lord Father. Father God, we praying right now, Lord Father God, for Monica Shannon, Lord Father God. Father God, we know how she wants to have a baby, Lord Father God. Father God, you the author of all this, Lord Father God. Father God, if it's your will, Lord Father God, let it be done, Lord Father God. We pray, Lord Father God, how you have touched Maurice, Lord Father God, how you have touched his lungs, Lord Father God, and continue to boost his immune system, Lord Father. We thank you how you brought him out of the hospital now, Father. Father God, I come to you, Lord Father God, also, Lord Father God, praying for my apostle and bishop right now, Lord Father, and the fivefold ministry in the city of Victory, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your shield of protection, Lord Father God, being round about them, Lord Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for the strength, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for each and every incoming family, Lord Father God, into the city of Victory right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, how you continue to show up and show out right now, Lord Father. We continue to thank you, Lord Father God, for healing and deliverance, Lord Father God, being in the midst right now, Lord Father. And Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that may listen to this broadcast later on, Lord Father God. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father God, in such a way, Lord Father God. If they don't know you, Lord Father God, they will cry out to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father God, this, Lord Father God, I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. And it is so. And it is so for you, you and you today. You know, as you know, this is your very own Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter. Yes, this is me. And praise God, I'm so glad to be with you once more. And again, we want to thank our dear Sister Diane for praying. You know, for those who are some of the ones that are ill, and if you didn't get your request in, call now. It's 347-857-3925. Now, if you need immediate prayer, we will give you some immediate prayer. Yes, we will. We will pray right then if it's need be at that hour. But if it's so we say it's emergency. It's emergency, we will do that because there's nothing too hard for God to do. He can do it now or later, whichever one he chooses to do, and we're going to believe him to do it now, okay? Now, if he don't, that means he's going to do it later. At some other given time. Ain't God good? He is so good. We want to thank Deacon Michael. I'm just saying, being here with us today, we thank God for him right now. Appreciate it. Bless God. I really, really do. And I appreciate you, you and you, those that are listening on by various means. I want to thank God for you also. I send you lots of love and hugs. Yes, I do. Praise God. Let me give you just a little short word today. Water and oil are more compatible than Christianity and prejudice. Water and oil are more compatible than Christianity and prejudice. Take that to the bank. Bless God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. I tell you, now, I'm going to tell you what today is. You know, I know the weather's a little bit better here. It's been storming somewhat all over the place. And, you know, one place, another, you know, people been a little afraid and everything. That's not no time to be afraid. It's time to pray. That's time to call on your God, okay? This is every man need to call on his God. Whoever your God is, and see, just like Elijah told those people, those prophets, what he told them. Everybody call on your God. Let's see who God gonna answer. All right, and that's what we were doing, calling on our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the only true and wise God. Yes, 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 yes. You want to hold my God? I'll lend you some of him. Praise God. He'll gladly come over there and bless you too. And won't he? Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a good day today. You know, sunshine. I know we're back to the heat. All right, so be careful when you go outside, because when it's mighty hot, it does damage to these little human bodies. Okay, so be careful. Bless God. You know, I want to encourage people today. I was in my little prayer chamber, you know, and the thought came. This thought did come to me of encouraging God's people, because when we listen to the TV, we look around at the mudslinging and the accusations and putting down, trying to dig up other people's skeletons when you got skeletons in your own closet. I mean, people are doing all kind of weird stuff because their mind tells them to, you know, and all kind of stuff they think is God-given, okay? And then you can question whether you question the fact whether God told them that or not. You know, now I know God can answer in odd ways and everything, but some of this stuff that's going on ain't nothing but the devil and his work. And you want to blame God for it. Then when it don't work, see, I told you ain't no God. See, you come up with all kinds of things in that order. Not knowing when he was blessing you, he was God. But when you ain't get your way, then ain't no God. See, make up your mind. This is a bunch of confused people going around today, all over the land. You know, they can't make up their mind. One want to talk about the other want to put them down. Other want to kill them. Other want to, you know, you always got evilness and wickedness in your mind, in your heart. Where is the love? Now, if I was going to really preach a message, good old down-home message, where is the love? Where is it? Did Ike and Tina, you know, did away with it? Come on, think about it now, huh? Because you're so busy talking about what love got to do with it. That sounds like love is gone somewhere, don't it? But God is love. He loved you so much, he sent his son Jesus to save your soul. Your miserable life, you know, you had a miserable life. You say, well, you know, I did all right. Did you? You were bound for hell. You wasn't doing so hot. No, you weren't, but you was fooled. The devil, that's the devil's job, to lie to you. And he's still lying to you. But today, let's talk about it. You know, this is time to talk about it, and we want to talk about it. Encouraging you, and this message go out to someone special to me. They came to mind after this message dropped in me in my chambers, my prayer chambers, praise God. I ain't going to tell you where, but some of you know where it is. Amen. But it goes this way. Good old familiar scripture. Huh? 23rd Psalm. Now, everybody mostly know the 23rd Psalm. Now, if you don't know it, you haven't had the privilege of knowing the 23rd Psalm. Now, learn it by heart if you don't learn nothing else. It covers a lot of territory of life. Did you hear what I'm saying? All right. You know, I'll read it for you if you don't know it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, we're going to stop from here to there as we go forward. What is he talking about? This is something personal now. The Lord is my shepherd. All right. I shall not want. The my. And the I. Hello. Very personal. You're making it very personal. See, the scripture is made to make it very personal for you. What you have, what God has given you. Do you get the picture? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Oh, my God. And he do what? When he make you to lie down in green, he leadeth me beside the still waters. There, you know, the storm may rise. It may rise above sea level. It may rise above the land line. You know, it may get really rough sometime, but I'm so glad what God does is he make you to lie down in green pastures, huh? The pastures are green. Huh? You know, when you look around with the sun so hot, you see a whole lot of brown pasture, don't you? Where the sun done burned it up. But God has a green pasture just for you. Did you hear what I'm saying? Just for you. But you're going to have to remember he leads you beside the still waters. You see what I'm saying? He's not taking you to muddy waters. He's not taking you to them waters that are being turmoil and turned upside down and splashing all over the place. He take you by a still water. That still water run deep. You heard that so many times, didn't you? Well, this is where it's at today. You're going to have to believe this thing all the way. You cannot believe halfway and think everything going to be all right. But see, when he become personal to you, you got to make this personal, because when he died personally for you and personally for me. Now, if you want that, it's all yours, huh? You can make him your personal savior, your Lord and Savior, and have a personal relationship with him. When he become what? He become your shepherd, and then you don't have to want. Do you get the picture here? That's because he is your personal savior. Hello, somebody. Do you get the picture today? I'm trying to talk to somebody that needs some encouragement today, somebody that needs to know who their God is, who's on their side. You hear what I'm saying? He restoreth my soul. Huh? Now, sometimes you get real down and out, don't you? Look like everything done come against you, everything, the kitchen sink included, done come against you. Huh? And your soul be in despair. You be so down and out, like there's nothing, there's no use. But let me tell you, never get to no use part in life. Don't get to that. Don't even say it's no use, because he say he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You got hope right there. If we don't go no further right now, is you got hope, because this is what the word is saying. He restored my soul. See, every time you see my, that's personal. Huh? That's just for you. See, you are not alone. Did you hear me today? You're not alone. You thought you was alone. Nobody cares. I can't see. See, the thing is, you think you got to see your way out. But in the first place, that's not the case, because he said he restored your soul. See, now your soul is anchored in the Lord. That's what he said. It's anchored in the Lord. So if it's anchored in the Lord and it looks like the anchor is letting go, the anchor is broken or something, remember he restored your soul. And then he leads you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now let me tell you, if you done something wrong, if y'all don't care what it is you have done, let me tell you one thing. He can restore your soul. Now, you're going to have to believe that fact today. Believe it right now that he will restore your soul. He's going to bring you back, because he say what? What you have to do? Lead you in the path. See, now, he put you back on the right road. That's all I'm trying to tell you now. He put you on the right road for his name's sake, because you named the name of Christ. You have been decreeing and declaring that you are Christ, that you've been washed in the blood and born again, and all of that. You have been talking and confessing that, and I believe, I trust, and all of this. And when you go off a little bit and things look a little bad for you, he leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He do not let no evil come against you the way you thought it was going to come against you and destroy you, that there was no hope. You thought it was no hope, didn't you? But I'm here to tell you today there is hope. This is what we want to tell you today. There is hope. The fourth verse says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Huh? Let's go. Listen to how personal it is. Listen, yes. Now, the enemy going to come against you. That's his job. Huh? He's going to try to make your life as miserable as he can. But I'm here to tell you, he said, yea, though I walk, okay? The writer is saying, I don't care if you set traps all around me. I don't care if they're trapped on the east, west, north, and the south. It doesn't care. I don't care where you put the trap at. Trying to stop my progress, trying to kill me, destroy me, take all that I have. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. I don't have to fear what man can do because who? I got the Lord on my side because he my shepherd and he my guide. Hello, somebody. You ought to thank him right about now. Oh, my. He said, for thou art with me. He's letting you know. You know I know God with me. Talk to the devil right now. Say, God is with me. God is with me. Even though I walk through the shadows of the death, I don't have to worry about death taking hold of me because he said he came that I may have life and that more abundantly. I have an abundant life, and he told me to speak the word. He said because death and life is in the power of my tongue, and when my tongue begin to speak, glory be to God, ain't nothing the devil can do about it but step back out of my way, devil, because I am victorious. I have the Lord on my side, and he tells me today, glory to God, that he is with me. He is with me all the way. And while he's with me, he say, yeah, his rod and his staff, they'll comfort me through the valleys of the shadow of death. I don't have to fear death. I don't have to fear the enemy. I don't have to fear what you say or what you do or how you do it. Because God is on my side, glory to God. I know I'm talking to somebody today because when God gave me the word, I said, oh God, this is for somebody today that's going through great trials and tribulation. They don't know what to do, Lord. But God is telling them today they don't have to worry about a thing because he's got everything in control. Oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you one thing. The enemy got to get out your way, glory to God, because you're standing on his word right now. He's going to lead you through the valleys of the shadow of death, and every evil trap that the devil set out, they'll get trapped in it themselves, glory to God. That's what God is saying to you and you today, glory to God, that's going through this, that, and the other, that's afraid of what the enemy's going to do and how he going to do it. Let me tell you one thing. He ain't got power over you because now what happened now? He's leading you in the path of righteousness just for his name. Let me tell you, you ain't going under your name, but you're going under the name of Jesus Christ. And that is the name that pulls a lot of weight. It pulls a lot of weight in whatever situation you in. It don't matter today what kind they in, or what friends they have, or who they got on their side. You got the greatest power on your side, and that's your shepherd, that's your guide, that's Jesus Christ is on your side, and you ain't got to fear what man do or how they do it. Glory be to God on the highest, glory to God. Because he told you that your rod and staff going to be with you too. He got you fully equipped today to fight in the battle. All your clothes are on from your head to your toe. You're covered with the armor of God, and the devil can't stand it right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. My God, You don't have to worry no more. Hallelujah. I'm so glad this is what he told me to tell you. In the fifth verse, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now look at here, devil. I'm going to show you what's on my table. I got all the goodies because God gave it to me when he told me, behold, I give unto you power. Power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt me. You think you're trying to hurt me, devil, but you can't hurt me, because my table is already prepared. It's already prepared with all the good things that God has. All the promises are coming forth, and you're going to see all the delicacies that God has given me is on my table, because I'm walking up right before him. And he told me, thou anointest my head with oil. That anointing is on me right now, from my head to my toe. No part of me is left empty. It's that anointing that destroys every yoke, and it's destroying the yoke of challenges that you have put in my life. Devil, you got to go, because my cup runneth over. It's running over, and if you don't watch out, it's going to soak and saturate you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you got to remember he already done prepared your table. You ain't got to put up no table that got a plastic cloth on it, but you got a linen tablecloth with all the finest china in the world on it, because God has prepared it for you. Diamonds are on the glasses, all over the table right now. Glory to God. You just need to just stand and stand and stand up and tell the devil right now, you can't shake me now. I done come too far. I come too far to turn around now. I come too far to let you take my blessing. I come too far to make you make me put down my God. But I'm going to hold on to his hand. I'm going to hold on until he moves in a mighty way for me. I'm still holding on to the promises, because he promised me, glory to God, that he'd always be with me, even to the ends of the world. And I'm putting this before you, devil, an eternal God with eternal purposes and eternal promises. They all belong to me today, because he's telling my table right now. Every promise is on my table right now, and I'm going to sup with him right now. I'm going to eat everything that he gave me to eat. Every promise, glory to God, that no weapon that's formed against me, it shall not prosper, glory to God. It's on my table, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. He's with me all the way. He told me I can speak to it. Speak to the mountain that's standing before me, and it's going to move. It's on the table right now. My words are being created to conquer you and to bring you down, devil. It ain't going to happen today, devil. It's not going to happen this week, devil, because the power of God is in operation. The anointing of God, glory to God, is going forth to destroy everything that the devil put up right now. It's on my table. It ain't on your table. I see your table is empty. You don't even have a nice tablecloth. You got plastic plates on your table. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Because he is my shepherd, and I ain't got the want for nothing. He told me that victory is mine. And not only that, I am victory. When you see me, I'm victory. I am victorious because of what? Glory to God. My cup is overflowing. Can you see the blessings of God is all over my table? It's in my household, taking over my household. serving God, because he told me that he already prepared a table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if I want to read that last verse of this scripture, I would say, surely goodness and mercy gonna follow me all the days of my life. I'm not giving it up to you, devil, because I got goodness and mercy with me. I got his mercy because he told me each day brings new mercies. I don't have to worry about you. Now, I worry about you because I don't believe you or trust you. Mm-hmm. But I'm believing God today. He said that I'm going to dwell in his house forever, all the days of my life. I'm going to dwell there. I'm going to be there. I'm there. See, that's why I got such a scrumptious dinner table. It's already there, already prepared for me. I don't have to worry about the cook coming in and servants coming in and serving and doing whatever they do. I don't have to worry about that because God has already set it up for me. Has he got yours set up? Huh? You got a table prepared for you? Is it prepared for you? Let me tell you what Psalms 27 says. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, this will I be confident. Huh? Now we done told you the table prepared for you, right?
Come on now.
Now the devil gonna come. You ever seen somebody try to take the end of the tablecloth and snatch it off the table and mess up the whole thing? Huh? Now that host done come against you. But let me, he said, my heart shall not fear. Now, don't you start a war against me. It rise up against me. But I'm going to be confident in the fact that it will not succeed. Because he said to me that I am more than a conqueror. See, the war could be sickness. The war could be somebody going to coach. The war could be anything of that sort of challenges that come against you. They are trying their best to bring you down. But I'm sure today, that I'm confident today, they got a God on my side. Now I don't have to fear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell the devil right now, I ain't got to fear. And listen what he said in the 4th one of the 27th Psalms. And one thing have I desired, the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I got a charge to keep here. Huh? Why should I let you come in?
Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes,
and
Lord.
Take it. Huh? He says in the 5th, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon the rock. He got me high and lifted up. Huh? He has me up where you can't touch me. Just tell the devil, say, you can't touch it. You can't touch it. Huh? Because God has already prepared your table. Huh? On your table is your destiny. On your table is your vision. On your table is the desires of your heart. All of these things is on your table now. And listen, when you get down to the part of it, the 6th verse says, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Huh? Now you can try to mash me down all you want to. You are against me, but he say what? Mine head is where? Lifted up. You can't put it down. Now, if you let it put down, now that's your fault. Therefore will I offer his sacrifices in his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. I was saying, yeah, I was saying praises. Now it's time to sing praises. Hello, somebody. Huh? Now is time for you to sing praises unto the Lord right now. Right now. Because he is everything. Because the 28th Psalm says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart, trust in him and I am helped. God helps me every time. You say, I am helped. So my heart greatly rejoices. And with a new song, come on, sing another song now. Sing that praise that come forth now. He says, rejoice in him. Rejoice in him in your praise, in that song that he given you. Come on now, because he is your strength. You ain't weak. Tell the devil now, devil, you made a mistake. You thought I was weak. Just because my body is aching with pain, you think I'm weak. But I'm not weak because I'm trusting in God and I'm standing on his word. He's my saving strength. He is the one that anointed me for this task. And I will not bow down. I will not go your way, devil. I'm standing on the word of the living God today. Do you hear what I'm saying? Huh? And I'm going to continue to seek his face. Huh? I'm going to continue. Tell the devil now. I'm going to continue to seek his face. Because you know what? What the devil wants you to do? Fall out, faint, give up, stop. Huh? I just can't do it. I just can't do it. When you come to the conclusion that you can't do it, but he can, then you're overcoming. But as long as you say, I can't do it, you can't do it. And that's a known fact. We can't do nothing in ourselves. That's why he's the shepherd and we not. That's how he can supply all our needs and our desires. You can't get it. You've been trying to get it for years. You're trying to get everything you want, everybody to love you. Stop trying to get everybody to love you because everybody ain't going to love you. Then you get mad when somebody don't love you, and then the people that do love you, you don't love them. So we all confused today. We don't know what we want in this world of so many choices. We got so many choices that we're confused to which choice to take. And most of the time we take the wrong choice. Huh? Because we don't know what's on the table. Do you know what's on your table today? Do you know what God has put on your table? We talked about in our Bible talk last night about the calls. Discerning it. Discerning the authority. Who is the head? We talked about all that. See, we don't know who is. See, the scripture said the Lord is my shepherd. That's the delegated authority, that shepherd. Hello? See, I ain't going to that because I can go on with that. That can be a whole lot to go on with that. That's going starting over with another message. All together, I need about another hour or two. See? Because God, what? Just listen, when you get in doubt and it look like you don't know which way is up and you want to say, well, oh, I need a word, Lord. Read 2 and 3rd Psalm. You got a word. You got a word right there. Or you can listen to this broadcast over again, and I'll help you with a word.
Come on now.
Huh? It don't never be the word you think you ought to have. Yea, the Lord was saying to me, child, don't jump over in the river. Huh? The word comes when God feels that you need to hear the word. And the way he wants to administer the word, you need to be open enough to get the word, grab hold of the word, and you got your answer. Huh? Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you, I just a failing kind of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy has been on our track so long, and he been challenging us from one thing after another. And you know where he liked it? Two places he really liked to challenge you, in your pocketbook, in your body. Now, when it's in your body, you say, oh, God don't heal no more. He don't heal me. Hey, the devil is a lie. God is still healing. I'm just waiting for him when it's time to heal me. When is he going to heal me? It ain't about whether I believe. I believe what the word say, and I'm standing on what the word say. Huh? I'm waiting for him to heal me. Meanwhile, I keep working, doing what he tell me to do. I'm not going to stop because you say, well, they need healing themselves. You better accept who God tell you to lay hands on you, whether they ain't got but two legs, one leg, or half a leg. You just say, here, come on, pray for me. God told you, pray for me. You get healed and they still got their half a leg.
Come on now.
Because God didn't choose to put another half on there. But will you accept who God brings for your healing since you keep asking for it? My, my. He your shepherd. He going to see your need. Now, he didn't tell you now. He didn't give you no specifics. He said he prepared a table before you. He didn't give you any specifics, did he? Huh? Now, what do you want on your table? What do you want on your table? Have you gotten so used to plastic plates and forks and knives to that's all you used to and that's all you know? You never had any fine china? Think about that. Think about that. You used to one thing all the time. Defeat. Now, if you that's what you got on your table, then your table got a black tablecloth on it. Nothing but defeat, because that's very depressing. But, honey, when you are the anointed of Jesus, of Christ, you got a scrumptious table. Everything that you need is on that table because he already prepared it just for you. But when are you going to believe that it's yours? I was thinking about Mephibosheth, if that's a hard name for me, when he sat at David's table. He didn't have that kind of table down in Lodabar. You see what I'm saying? He didn't have that kind of type of table. He probably got the kind of table that you got right now, pole table. But you see, when God gets in the midst, when that shepherd shows up, what happened? His table changed. Huh? Now, that man, he worried about himself being mutilated. Like, you know, his legs twisted, his foot's twisted all up and everything. God don't care nothing about that. Did you hear what I'm saying? God just getting something done. He don't care what how your body is made. That's just that body. That's not your spirit. Is your soul all twisted up too and messed up? Then he can't use you. But when that is straight, your soul begin to magnify God, glorify God, and know that he is your righteousness, he can use you. Huh? You think Mephibosheth, or whatever his name is, do you think when he went, he was having a little pity party, he wanted to know why the king wanted him to come to the table, because he wasn't nothing, nobody. He down here in Lodabar, he in the last, he on the last lap of life. He's so low, he ain't no low no more. But see, God has a different plan. The table was spread, and he told him he will eat at his table. Listen at this here. That's that forever, that eternal table with the good stuff. You're going to eat at the king's table. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't you ready to eat at the king's table right now? Huh? He don't care how your body is. You the one cares so much about it. We do. We do. We do. Oh, God, I wish I could do something. Oh, God. I said it myself. Huh? But I found out God don't care one way or another. You could be on crutches, in a wheelchair. You can be in a motor bed if you want to. Long as you preach the word. Long as you know that he's your shepherd and he's your guide and you will have everything you want, he going to lead you and guide you. And use you if you let him. Now, you stop because what they going to say? All right, you don't care what they going to say. You say what God's saying. Forget about them. They got to deal with God. If they want to be healed, they want to be delivered, they have to just accept God for whoever he sent. But we got so particular these days and they always get the wrong person. Next thing, they got you locked up and bound up and bound up in chains because you didn't want who God had for you. You say, how did you work that in there? Because the Lord is your shepherd, and I want you to stay with the shepherd. Stay with the one that can help you. Talk to him right about now. You need him right now in whatever area in your body, in your life, in your whatever, your job, whatever. You need him right now. Talk to him like he's standing in front of you right now. And you talk to God. Say, God, your scriptures say, they say that you done already prepared a table for me. And say, my cup gonna run over. You say, my cup, if my cup running over, that mean what? I'm already in your favor when my cup run over. You already done solved the problem, Lord. See what I'm talking about? You got it. Did you get it? That's the word of the day. The fifth verse. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I anointest my head with oil and my cup runs. Look at that anointing. Because they're of the anointing. Huh? Everything is in your favor. Now, keep that, don't doubt. Whatever you do today or wherever you got to go in your trial, tribulation, challenge, or whatever you want to call it, to the hospital, to the doctor's office, to the whatever, you take that word with you, the anointing. Huh? He had already anointed your head, and your cup is running over. That anointing is there. Did you get me that? Whoo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. My God, my God. You know, we can go on about that. Because when you start going into Psalms, a lot of stuff was personal. Huh? David talked what his heart, what was in his heart. Do you see what I'm saying? What he know, what he felt. Do you do that when you pray? Huh? Or you only think about you and yours and nothing else? Huh? God, I need help. I need to know that you are my shepherd. I need to know that you're going to be with me, that you are with me. We're going to say, are with me. Well, when you know that, you can, hey, say 23rd. Now you see why people always tell you, say, whenever you get ready to get in trouble, they tell you to read. It just dawned on me. Every time somebody gives you some advice, and some of the people don't even go to church. And they know enough. Open your Bible to the 23rd Psalm. Read the 23rd Psalm. And, you know, I used to wonder why that's the only psalm they ever tell you to use.
Come on now.
And you ever notice people in their car, they got the 23rd Psalm. The Bible open to the 23rd Psalm.
Come on now.
So don't that tell you something? And half of them people don't go to nobody church in town. But they swear on the 23rd Psalm. I've seen it in on their bed, back of their bed. They got 23rd Psalm open up, and don't read nothing. Huh?
Come on.
Do you get it? That kind of tell you something. In there is whatever you need for whatever problems in your life. Now, if you don't go no further than the 23rd Psalm, that's the only one you know, and evidently your mama, your daddy, your uncle, or grandmama, somebody done taught you the 23rd Psalm, because that's the first thing they teach you, the 23rd Psalm. Now, you ought to know it by heart, huh? You and that in Our Father prayer. You should know it by heart, because let's put it in this vernacular. That's some standard reading, prayers. When you go through troubles, trials, and tribulation, and whatever, those are the two you go to. The Our Father prayer, the entire thing now, and the 23rd Psalm. Once in a while, you do the 27th, but not as much as you do 23rd Psalm. Keep it up, huh? There's something in it to help you be encouraged today, this hour. Be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged right now. You, listen to this broadcast again. You can hear it all over again whenever, by whatever mean, tag, all those different medias that I have it on. Listen, back to Facebook. You love Facebook more, so I'm on there too. I got it on there too. So listen to it. Because it's to encourage you who you are, what you already got. Huh? It's already yours. You just don't want to take ownership of it. It's like a man got there's a will left and his name on it, and somebody tell him, say, well, you know, so-and-so left you some money. Mm-hmm. Who? I don't know who they is. Then I forgot who it is. But come on to the lawyer's office. No, I don't know nothing about that. You don't never come so you don't get the money. Huh? You don't believe Christ so you can't get the blessings, huh? These words of the 23rd Psalm can't be fulfilled in your life because of what? When you don't believe or trust God to fulfill these words in your life. Huh? You don't trust him to fulfill these words in your life. I look at it this way. It's already fulfilled in my life. I just have to accept them. I take the words off the page and hide them in my heart. Huh? Therefore, I'm victorious wherever I go. Whatever challenges in my life, whoever come up against me, this is where I live. What God has said, he's already given me. Huh? Just trust that they are there and that you can use them because he has given you authority to use his name, didn't he? Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
And I would like to know how am I supposed to follow that up, you know, because that's so true about that. But I'm going to give it a go. And as Apostle was going and reading, I looked at Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and I was glancing through it before we got on the air, and I had no idea what she was going to present to you guys. But as I thought about it, and I say, well, this goes good with the 23rd Psalm and about the table, you know. Let me read a little bit of this and show you what I mean. Thus, on verse 4, it says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Now, listen to this. Build ye houses and dwell in them and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, begat sons and daughters, take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished, and seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. And I was thinking, and as Apostle was going, and that kept coming to me, and I'm saying, well, the Lord allowed you to be captive so you can be free where you at. Think about where you at now. There is peace where you at now, but you got to seek it, and you got to want it yourself. You got to grab hold of it. Like God told them, build you houses. Now, with houses, you got to put a table in there. To eat your fruit and stuff, you build a table to put in there. If you build in the house, you build in your furniture too. So you build it all and you fill it up yourself. Same thing God wants us to do. Be peace. Be at peace. If he allowed you to be captive, let me just put it to you this way, which you don't understand. If he allowed you to go through the afflictions and the conditions that you're in, that is for a reason. Because he can use you in that condition and that affliction. Because you still got faith in him. If you don't lose your faith despite your afflictions and your conditions, that means God is using you. So you don't worry. You don't have to think about it. You just continue to have faith in God and you keep on pushing. Your time will come. It's a lot of people in the Bible who God didn't heal. So people don't understand why he didn't heal me, why he didn't heal that. No, because he was using these people. He was using all of them, and he was using their afflictions to heal others. Now, do you want to be healed, or do you want your affliction to be to others? This is what we're saying. This is what the Bible is saying. This is what the Word is saying. But I like the part where it says, build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Now, when the Lord tell you to build your house, wherever you at, that means wherever you're at, build that house. Wherever you at, build that house, and have peace, because you're seeking the Lord. When you're in the Lord, you're going to have peace wherever you at. It's regardless of whether you're locked up or not or whatever is going on. You're going to have peace when you seek the Lord. And this is what we all got to understand. We don't have to be frantic about anything. We just got to believe and have peace. Now, when these people, let me just go back to verse 1. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which were carried away captives, and to the priests and to the prophets, and to all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Think about it. They were all carried away captive. Jeremiah had to write a letter to them to calm them down, and he had to tell them what was going on. Now, the Lord, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away. Let that sink in a little bit. Cause them to be carried away. Or he let them be carried away. And why? To show them that no matter where you're at, he's going to take care of you. No matter what situation you're in, if you allow God to come in, he's going to take care of you. See, a lot of times, man, as human beings, we get all frantic when things get all out of whack. If everything is not going our way or how we perceive it to be, we get all out of whack. All of us are guilty of that. We need to calm down and get a grip, because God is going to be there with us forevermore, long as we're with him. Long as we don't turn our backs on him. Think about it. In the 23rd Psalm, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This is what this is saying to me. Build ye houses and dwell in them. That means build your house where you at. That's my green pasture. Wherever I build my house at, that the Lord tell me, that's my green pasture. He's letting me lay down there, and that's going to be my green pasture. And this is what we got to understand, that God is going to be with us regardless of what happens or what we need to say or do, or wherever we're located at, or wherever your feelings is at, God is going to help you. But you got to come to him too. You got to believe in him. You also got to believe in that authority figure who tell you this. See, these people had to believe in Jeremiah. Okay. And I'm going to turn this over to Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, that was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. But I'm going to say this real quick, you know, what Deacon Michael was talking about, building the house. God told him to build a house. Let's go into the spiritual sense. We are the house, the Holy Spirit. What is the fruit? The fruit is the Word of God. So you know what? That's what we eat out of. We eat that fruit, that Word. And I tell you, with that, we shall fear no evil, because we stand and trust and believe that there is a God. And he said that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So you tune in tomorrow to Blog Talk Radio. I know there's going to be part 2 tomorrow. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Till then, be blessed. Thank you.
on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands that everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.